Blog Talk Radio.
الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا فمن يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته يا مسلمين all over the world who are tuning in tonight to our show, welcome. And we want to say peace and greetings to all the non-Muslims who are listening to our show. Whether your intentions are pure, whether your intentions are evil, whether you don't know why you're here, welcome. We're happy to have you. Alhamdulillah. You know, this topic about shaitan, It's very deep. And one thing we learn about war is knowing your enemy. If you know your enemy, you're able to maneuver around them, able to come up with strategy and stratagem to subdue your enemy. Allah has given us all we need to know about Shaitan and the Quran, and of course from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, peace and blessings be upon him. Now, we know that the Shaitan cannot take your hand and do this and do that. He cannot make your lips move. He cannot make your eyes move. He cannot make your feet walk. So what is the power of Shaitan? What is his ability? What can he do? Waswas sufi sudoriness. He can only whisper into the hearts of mankind. That's all he can do. He cannot go any farther than that. He cannot say, I'm going to make you do such and such thing. He can just suggest it. And the funny thing is, on the day of judgment, everyone is going to be blaming Shaitan. Oh Allah, Shaitan made me do it. Oh Allah, Shaitan made me do it. Shaitan going to say, I just suggested. I didn't make you do anything. See how he's going to play the people who follow him and the Muslims who committed the sins? That's the game he's going to play with us. So now, we have the tools and we have the know-how to deal with Shaitan. So why does he still overcome the believing people? Why does he still make us commit sins? Why does he still have the ability to suggest to us and we obey him? Why? Where is it that, or what is it that we're not doing that the Shaitan has that influence over us? See, I'm going to explain something to you. One of the great Sahaba, by the name of Umar ibn Khattab, may Allah be pleased with him. The Shaitan would complain to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So much so that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if Umar ibn Khattab was walking on one side of the street, Shaitan would cross the street and walk on the other side. Does that exist nowadays? Do we have that ability nowadays to make Shaitan just walk his tail on the other side of the street. A lot of us, Shaitan sees us, he's going to come and run up to us. He's going to walk with us and be all in our ear. Look at that girl over there. Look at that guy over there. Hey, go buy some drugs. Let's go get high. Let's go get drunk. He's going to be all up in our ears. Excuse me, not our ears. In our hearts. Whispering to our hearts. Wasfi Sufi Suduriness. And he whispers into the hearts of mankind. So what do we have to do to combat Shaitan? Inshallah, we're going to take a quick break. And we're going to get back to that after we take this little introduction about the hard truth. Inshallah, that's the hard truth. We'll be right back. Inshallah, hold tight. And that's the hard truth.
The Hard Truth is sponsored by Ask a Muslim. If you want to know how to fix your car, ask a mechanic. If you want to know about the law, ask a lawyer. And if you want to know about Islam, ask a Muslim. Bringing the truth about Islam one person at a time. Visit the website at www.askamuslim.com or call in toll free 1-855-968-2756.
Now, before we go any further, I want to let you guys in on the hadith of the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him. He said, Aisha radiallahu anha had cursed the Shaitan one time. She said something bad about him. And the Prophet said, do not do that, because if you do that, he will puff up his chest and become haughty, as if he is doing his job. So he said for us to say, A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. This is the protection. Now, we understand that the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, said the Shaitan goes through our body like our blood. You know, he flows through our body like our blood. He recognizes. And what I want to do, I want to get to the meat and potatoes about this. Because a lot of people don't even know the story of Azazel, who we know to be today as Iblis. So we want to talk about what was going on. Who was Azazel before he became Iblis, before his name is Shaitan? You know how people say, well, there was this proof that someone existed before Adam. And this is true. There's proof. Someone existed. They weren't men, but they were jinn. They find maybe some type of writings on the cave or some type of something, some type of tool that maybe dates back to before Adam. Yes, something did exist. And a lot of people try to use this information to discredit Islam and say, well, Adam wasn't the first man. Well, Adam was the first man, but he wasn't the first one to inhabit the planet Earth. Now, I want to read something to you. And inshallah, hopefully, it'll be a benefit. Excuse me. And this is from Wahab. The Lord of the Worlds created the first of Samum, from the fires of Samum. He created the jinn. And the jinn created we before a fire, a flaming fire, meaning that Allah, he said he created the jinn from a flaming fire in Surah Al-Hijr Ayah 27. The first of the jinn's name was Marich. And the Lord created the second one to be his wife. And she gave them the earth. And she was named Marich, and they had a son, and they called him Jinn. From them derived all the clans of the jinn, including Iblis. And the Lord gave them the earth to dwell therein, and they lived and worshipped there for a long time. So much did they worship that the angels grew amazed and said to the Lord of the heavens and earth, O our Lord, raise them up to the heavens so that we might learn from them and follow their good example. So the Lord brought Iblis, then Azazel, up to be among the angels, and he lived with them in the first heaven. Others remained living on the earth and remained righteous, while a number of them became sinners and transgressed the laws as did the children of Adam. Story sounds familiar, right? Azazel was born to righteous parents. His father was like what we would consider to be an imam, a religious leader, a scholar, so a chef or something. And they understood who Elijah was. And at this point, the heavens and the earth, they were not separated. They were one. They were one. And Elijah tells us that he created the jinn from a fire. Samun. I won't say that right. Samun. And at first they were righteous, doing good deeds, offering the salat, you know, doing what Elijah has commanded them to do. But then some of them began to transgress. Some of them began to leave off what Elijah had commanded them to do. Now, at this time, while this is going on, Azazel was on the first level of heaven, worshiping Elijah with Jehovah. So Elijah just says, and then the earth began to complain to the Lord. Oh, my Lord, have you created me that I should be peopled by disobedient folk? The Lord answered, O earth, be patient. I shall send prophets among them to lead them back to the straight path. Until the time no prophet has appeared among the jinn, the Lord sent to them 800 prophets, and they killed each one. At last, the Lord spoke to Azazel in the first heaven, and he said to him, Go, Azazel, go and fight the unbelievers of your people living on earth. Azazel obeyed and descended onto the earth and fought the unbelievers, vanquishing them. Then the Lord sent down a fire from the sky, and it consumed them, so not a trace remained. The only jinn left alive were the believing and worshiping jinns. Now, well, I'm not going to jump there yet. I'm going to read some more because I don't want to jump too far ahead of myself, inshallah. Again, Azazel prayed so eagerly that he was raised up to the first heaven. So according to one narration, he worshiped so much in the first heaven that he was raised up through all the heavens and above them. He worshipped on the earth, he worshipped on the heavens, until Adam a.s. was brought into existence. Then the Lord ordered all the angels to bow down before Adam, and all of the angels obeyed except Iblis. From Hassan al-Basri, Iblis worshipped above the seven heavens for more than 70,000 years until he was raised to the station of Ridwan, which is a very high station, Ridwan being the guardians of paradise. Iblis was the guardian of paradise for 1,000 years. Once he read an inscription in the gates of paradise, and it read, There is a servant amongst the Most High, favorite servant of the Almighty Lord, and for a long time he will be obedient servant to his Lord. Then will come a day, however, on which he will oppose his Lord and disobey, and he will be driven from his gate to be cursed. Iblis, who was still called Azazel, read and wondered at this prediction. How can that be? He asked. The one of the closest servants to the Lord should grow disobedient to the Lord of the worlds and be driven from his holy nearness. O Lord, he pleaded, give me permission to curse the rebellious one, whoever he may be. The Lord gave him permission to at least shower curses upon the future sinner for 1,000 years, knowing not that it would be himself. Now, this is my point I want to get to. Now we're about to understand the condition of Shaitan. Who was Shaitan? Who was Azazel? Azazel was righteous. Azazel always had in his heart this type of kibbutz, this type of arrogance. And he seen the conflict between the angels, I mean, between the jinns on the earth, and Elijah told him to lead an army of angels to wipe out the sinners amongst them. Now, after this happened, and Elijah was worshiping Allah so much on every level of heaven, this is another narration that I know personally, that he was able to read out of the book of decree. He was able to read out of the book that Elijah had, and it was the same situation that one of those who worship Allah immensely will be cursed by Allah by disobeying Allah. And Azazel was like, who could this be? Because, you know, we worship Allah immensely. You know, Allah may I curse him. Allah said, curse him. So he cursed him. He was cursing himself. So what was his disobedience? What was his disobedience to Elijah? When Elijah created Adam, see, something that people don't know. Iblis assumed that since he has such a high ranking on the earth and in the heavens, that Allah will make him the vice general, that Allah will make him the Khalifa of the world. And he was ready for that. He wanted that. He wanted to be the Khalifa of the world. But Allah said that he was going to create mankind and make him the Khalifa, make him the vice general of the world. But now Shaitan is angry. Shaitan is upset because he wanted this. When he led the charge with the angels, he thought he was going to get this. He thought he was going to get this position. So Allah created Adam, and the earth asked Allah, "Will you create a creation, meaning another creation that will cause bloodshed and spread mischief throughout the earth?" Allah says, "I know what you know not." So Elijah was going to create Adam, but he did not put a soul in it. He just created the shell. He just created the body. And so Shaitan, Iblis, Azazel, upset about this. I hope it's now starting to come together while we have this beef with Shaitan. He's upset about this. So he goes into Adam's nostrils, and he goes throughout his body. And when he gets to his stomach, what does Adam do? He begins to shake. And then he comes out of his anus. And he says, Shaitan says, after examining Adam, after going around him inside and out, he says, man is weak. Man will give into his temptation. What he's saying is, you're replacing me for him? This is what he's saying. This individual is weak. He's nothing. He can give it to anything. All of his desires, they give it to it. Was he lying? We cannot control our desires. The people commit zina, fornication and adultery in masses, smoke drugs, drink alcohol in masses, go clubbing and partying, dress the way they do in masses. They have no control over their desires. And Shaitan seen this the very first day he examined Adam. So now what happens? Allah, he puts the soul into Adam, alayhi salam. And he teaches Adam the name of all things. Now, even the angels did not know the names of all things at this point in time. Only Allah knew, had the knowledge of everything. So Allah, he put the soul in Adam and taught him the names. And he asked the angels, inform me of the names of these if you are truthful. And they said, what? Subhanallah, glory be to you, Allah. We only know that which you have taught us. So Allah said, go to Adam. Verily he will tell you the names. He will inform you the names of these things. So Elijah was there with praying everything in front of Adam. Prayed everything in front of Adam. Everything in front of Adam. Shajara, that's the tree. Shamsa, that's the sun. Najm, that's the star. Zahra, that's the flower. Bahara, that's this water. Ma'a, that's water. Bahara, that's the river. And he would parade everything in front of Adam. And everything that passed Adam, Adam told him the names of it. And so Elijah Rajel told everyone to bow down, not in the state of worship. Let's make that clear. It's not in the state of worship, but in the state of showing you are the ruler. It's like you go in front of a king or a queen. You don't worship them, but sometimes you have to bow to show, you give them their props, you know, show that they are royalty or something, a lot of them. Anyway, so they all went and they bowed down. And the reason why Elijah was just says he commanded the angels to bow down, but they all bowed down except Iblis. Iblis was not an angel. But the reason why Allah counted him as one of the angels is because he was with the angels. There was nothing in heaven other than the angels. Allah knows best was in heaven other than what he has revealed to us. But in the Quran, it was the angels, it was Iblis, it was Adam. So he commanded everything to bow down to Adam, giving Adam his props. Saying he's the man. He's the Khalifa. He's the one running this now. Being made of a fire. It raged in him. He was enraged. Because he knew man was weak. Man cannot stop smoking. He has to work hard to stop smoking. Man cannot stop drinking. He has to work hard to stop drinking. Man cannot leave drugs alone. He has to work hard to leave drugs alone. Man cannot stop fornicating, adultery, because it's something that takes some serious concentration. Because we give into our desires. We want to fulfill our desires. We want to fulfill that euphoria. That false euphoria, though. Not that real euphoria, because the real euphoria will be in heaven. This is just worldly stuff. I think we have to fulfill it. Searching for something that is only temporary. If you lay with a woman or a man who is not your husband and wife, that thing will only be temporary. It will only last for a certain amount of time, then it's over with. That high is temporary, then it's over with. It sends you out there to chase it and chase it and chase it. But the people don't care. All they care about is, how can I please me? Nafsi, nafsi, myself, myself. I want to please my desires. Nafsu amaru abitsu. Fulfilling the lower desires, the animalistic desires, the desires that is displeasing to Allah Azza wa Jalla. So Shaitan was mad. So he wouldn't bow down. He wouldn't bow down. And so Allah asked Shaitan, and he knows the answer already, but he asked him anyway, why didn't you bow down? Shaitan said, I hate him. And I'm better than him. You created me for a nar. You created me from a smokeless fire. وَخَلَقَهُ الْتِينَ. And you created him from mud and dirt and clay. What is this, people? What is this? What can we attribute this to today? Racism. Shaitan is playing the racist card again by allowing all these black men to get shot by these white police officers trying to arouse racism. I was on a post today on Facebook, and the people were going back and forth about racism. And one Muslim made the statement, we should kill all white people. When I was in the left, we should kill all white people? Is white people the problem because they're white? Is black people the problem because they're black? Or is the problem that the people have no control of their desires? So the Shaitan knows how to play on each individual. knows who's going to, what a person has adapted to, what a person has succumbed to, what the environment the person has grown in. He knows how to deal with that. No matter what color you are, the shaitan is like the government. Yes, he's just like the government. If you're white, he's going to send a white informant. If you're black, he's going to send a black one. If you're green, guess what? The guy's going to be green. It's not about white, black, purple, pink, yellow, green. We can sing the rainbow song. Red and yellow and pink and green. We go on and on and on. It's not about that. Shaitan hates the human race, period. And now he got the human race hating each other. He has the human race at each other's necks. He doesn't care that you're white. He doesn't care that you're black. He don't care if you're orange. And especially if you say, La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, you really got an enemy, Jack. You really got an enemy now. So imagine that. And these people fall dead into his trap. Calling each other niggas, crackers, coons, wetbacks, sand niggas, towelheads, chinks. Using all these offensive words. Yet everyone was created by Allah Azza wa Jalla. And here we have the nerve to discredit and to offend the creation of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Shaitan playing us to the left, real easy. Playing us weak like suckers. Playing us like the salt. And we fall right into it. Especially the Muslims. And I say especially the Muslims because we are supposed to know better. We have the Quran. We have the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We have dua. We have salat. We have fasting. We have everything we need to defend ourselves. And we choose not to use it. Azza wa Jalla has given us the equipment, the hardware to fight against shaitan. And we don't use it. We're too busy trying to be cute, trying to be rich, trying to be fancy, instead of being Muslim, instead of striving to be righteous. We're too busy doing other than that. Inshallah, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back, inshallah, and that's the hard truth.
Best quality in 24 karat gold, visit AA Jewelry Store located at 2210 Morse Road, Columbus, Ohio, 43229, Suite B1. Inshallah, you'll find the most beautiful rings, necklace, and much, much more. Give them a call, 614-269-8874, or email them at globalcohio@hotmail.com. That's globalcohio@hotmail.com.
Paz New and Used Tires, located at 3910 Cleveland Avenue, Columbus, Ohio, specializes in the best quality services and new and used tires. Paz also mounts and laser balances all tires. Give Paz a call and tell him Muhammad Hartruth Smith sent you.
Alhamdulillah. So now we know that the Shaitan was the first racist, and I've said this before. We know that Shaitan was the first one to show Kibber. And now, what does Shaitan do? What does he do? He had the ability to make Tawbah. For those who don't know what Tawbah is, Tawbah literally means to turn. He had the ability to turn, meaning to turn back to Allah. Because once he committed that act, he turned away from Allah. He disobeyed Allah, he turned away from Allah. We hear all the time in the Quran when we talk about Fir'aun, where Allah says Ghashia, I think it's Ghashia, where he says, and he turned and walked away, he turned and became haughty and arrogant, you know. Shaitan did this. He turned. He turned from Allah's mercy. He turned from the obedience of Allah. But he could have made Tawbah. But instead, what did he do? He said, Allah, since you led me astray, he knows who his Lord is. He knows who his Lord is. He said, Allah, since you led me astray, he said, I will lead the offspring, I will lead your chosen people to the hellfire. Just give me time. Give me time. Pray for time. All he did was pray for time. So Allah gave it to him. He gave it from the beginning of Adam's life, or however he's been living, how long Shaitan be living, all the way to Yom Kiyamah. And what did Shaitan say? He said, I will assault them from before them, from behind them, from the right, from the left. And you will find that most of them will be ungrateful. Will be ungrateful. And you think about it. Look at the people. How many people say, Alhamdulillah, thank you, Allah. Oh, I got a good job, Alhamdulillah. Oh, I got a beautiful wife, Alhamdulillah. Oh, I got healthy kids, Alhamdulillah. Oh, my kids are a little sick, but they're here, Alhamdulillah. Oh, I got a house, Alhamdulillah. Oh, I got a place to live, Alhamdulillah. Oh, I got the money, Alhamdulillah. Oh, I'm Muslim. I'm a Muslim. Alhamdulillah. But most of mankind are ungrateful. I did this. I did that. I created this. I earned this. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Hada khayru minhum. That is better for you. Alhamdulillah. One thing about Shaitan, he got it right on a lot of, he got it right when it came to recognizing Bani Adam, the children of Adam. He got it right on a lot of cases. But a lot of the ones also got something better. He says, you will lead astray all but my chosen few. Listen to me very carefully. All but my chosen few. The Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, I say this all the time on the show because we need to be reminded of this so we can be thankful to Allah that Allah allowed us to be Muslim. The Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, says, out of 1,000 people, 999 are going to the hellfire. I think a lot of Muslims should be saying, Alhamdulillah. I think we should say it a whole lot. Because, sisters, instead of wearing a bayah, you could have been out there with a tight mini skirt on, showing cleavage, showing arms, letting your hair out, sleeping with different guys. Brothers, you could have been so astray, you could have out there selling drugs, gangbanging, had your pants sagging. Some guys could have been homosexuals. So, therefore, we say, Alhamdulillah, that Allah has allowed us to be Muslim. So Shaitan said, I will assault them from before them, from behind them, the right and the left. And if you read the tafsir on this, it's subhanAllah. The Sheikh says in the tafsir that assaulting them from before them is to cause them to have doubt in the hereafter. Not to believe in Yom HaAkhirah. We know as a Muslim, Amen of Elahi, Wamala Ekiti, Wakatubi, Wasumi, Wayoma Akuri, Wakadri Khairo Rashah. We believe in Allah, His angels, His books, His messages, the day of judgment, and the divine decree of Allah, the good and the evil of it. So a lot of people, even today, don't believe in that. They say, ain't no heaven or hell. You just live this life, and that's it. And you die, and you go on the ground. But Allah says, Thumma kalla sawfa ta'lamun. His name, they will come to know. They will come to know. Yeah, it's real. Rather you want to believe it or not, you will submit willingly or unwillingly. So Shaitan tries to cause them doubt in the hereafter. And when he calls them from behind, he calls them back to Jahiliyyah. He calls them back to ignorance. He tries to pull them away from the religion, pull them off their deen by saying, remember such and such thing. Oh, you used to have fun doing such and such thing. Oh, remember you used to go to the club, girl. You had your hair laid out. All the guys wanted you. Oh, remember you was the man. You used to sell all the drugs. You had all the money. Had all the women chasing you. He tries to call you back to that. He tries to call you back to that foolishness and nonsense, those things that are displeasing to Elijah with you. And then, when he comes to you from your right, he tries to cause you confusion in the religion. Alhamdulillah, he tries to confuse you in your religion. Meaning, he wants to confuse the people by asking them things like, when I was in Bilal Sayyid Allah, these crazy questions. You know, oh, is Allah in everything? You know, trying to confuse the people. Oh, you know, at the covenant, that was back in them days. Since who? Where did you get that from? We don't have to pray no more? Since who? Only from Shaitan. Nobody else is from Shaitan. And when he attacks you from the left, he calls you to committing sins. Committing sins. The Prophet said in his farewell speech, he said, Shaitan has lost all hope of making you commit the major sins, so beware of the minor sins. If only that existed today. So now we find the Muslims committing the major sins, committing adultery and fornication, dealing in riba, celebrating and worshiping others than Allah Azza wa Jalla. We find this now. Making the people commit the major sins. And it has gotten so bad, every fitna, every trial that every prophet has went through, we are living it now. We are living it now. It's as if all of the fitna was poured into one big cauldron. We're swimming in it. Some of the people are getting ropes and pulling themselves out because they believe in Allah and they trust in Allah. And some people are just swimming, enjoying, not knowing that there will be a fire that will be brewed under their feet, a fire that will cause you a type of agony, a type of pain that will never go away. But the shaitan does not have the ability to attack you from the top. And that is my question tonight. For those people who are listening to the show, the number is 1-855-968-2756. I think it's 2756, right? Somebody send me a text message. Make sure I got the right number on here, inshallah. Oh, never mind. I got the card right here. This is the new number we're using, so I haven't memorized it yet. But it is, yes, 2756, or 1-855-968-2756, and push the number 5 to get into the show, and then you push the number 1 to answer the question or make a comment or so on and so forth. So I need to know, why is the shaitan able to attack man from above? And inshallah, that is the question. And whoever gets the question right will get a gift from Muhammad Hartruth Smith, inshallah. So now, Shaitan hates man. He has a beef with man. He is mad at man. And therefore, since he is mad at man, he's trying his best to take him to the hellfire, trying his best to remove him from Allah's mercy and Allah's grace. And look around. I'm sorry to say, he's doing a hell of a job. Look around. I mean, we see the kuffar, but what about the Muslims? When you have Muslims fighting and attacking one another, when you have Muslims discrediting Islam because they're so worried about what somebody else is saying about the religion, instead of practicing the religion themselves, instead of holding firm to the religion, you're worried about what somebody else is going to say, what somebody else is going to do. Oh, let me cut off my beard so my neighbors will accept me, so this man in America will accept me, this man in Europe will accept me. Man, if you don't get out of here with that weakness, that softness, it's not part of our way. It's not part of our religion. We're going to take a call, inshallah. And I don't know if I'm going to let her answer, because I know who this is. As-salamu alaykum, Queen Zahra.
Wa alaykum salam. You know that's why I'm calling.
Oh, that's not why you're calling?
That is why I'm calling.
Oh, I said, I don't know. Should I let you answer?
Do I need to wait?
Okay, you can answer yourself. Nobody else, give somebody else time? Yeah, let's give them a couple more minutes, inshallah. We got a few callers on here. I want to see if anyone else can answer the question. You know, maybe they're looking it up right now, trying to find out the answer.
Cheaters. They're supposed to already know.
I've seen a couple calls and drop off, so I'm pretty sure they're on their phone trying to find the answer right now.
Mm-hmm.
Alhamdulillah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm gonna put you on hold, okay?
No problem.
All right, salam alaikum. So now the shaitan is causing conflict. He's causing distrust, disunity. And he is arousing this in fellow human beings. Now, let's look at society. Do you think that Shaitan does not have a play in this? See, we look at the news and we don't say Shaitan is busy. We look at the news and we don't say this devil here, Iblis, got all this corruption going on in the world. He's busy. Every person that leaves his house is a sign of Shaitan, is a sign of devil. Everyone. So much so, the Prophet ﷺ said that when a woman leaves her house, that the devil assigns two devils to her. One at her face and one at her private part. And their job is to call men to it. Call men to it. What's the first thing you look at, men, when you see a woman? It's not a butt. It's not a breast. Not her feet. The first thing a man is going to look at is her face. The face is the first thing he's going to look at. Same thing with a woman. First thing she's going to look at is the face. Is the person attractive? And these sisters, they don't help by wearing makeup, leaving the house in a haram state with makeup all on their face, unless they have on stuff in the car or something. They're not helping. And then they put on these hijabs that are very attractive or very alluring. They catch the eye of somebody else. So they're not helping. And don't call me with excuses why you think it's permissible. Just make tawbah. Don't make excuses. Make tawbah. That's what we do. We don't make excuses. We ask Allah to forgive us for it. That's it. Because we know we're doing wrong. We have to first say to ourselves, I know I am doing wrong. Because how are you going to make or ask for forgiveness if you don't recognize that you're doing something wrong? That's how it works. So anyway, We know now that the Shaitan hates us. He don't just dislike us. He has anger for human beings, a hate for human beings, a distaste for human beings that is out of this world. He hates us because we have replaced him and his people. He hates us. I'm going to say it again. He hates us. Get it through your head. And while people are making jokes about cartoon devils and all, we shouldn't give him anything except a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytani ar-rajim. That's all we should give him. That's it. Nothing else. You're not worth my time. But we allow the shaitan to come into our hearts and we fall right into it every time. Where are the Ubaid al-Khattab? Where are the people that when the shaitan walks down the street and he sees one of us, then he crosses the street? Ain't a minute, where are these people from mankind? Who are they? Like we, the sheikh at the masjid the other day was telling us a story. Imam Ahmed ibn Hanbal, rahimahullah. And he said that there was a man who was possessed by a shaitan. Possessed by a shaitan. And people get possessed for a number of reasons. One of the reasons is dealing with magic and witchcraft. Another reason you can get possessed is having knowledge of the deen but not implementing it. You know, not making a salat, so on and so forth. Being filthy, not making wudu, making salat without wudu, not cleaning yourself from the najas, from the filthy, from the urine and the feces that is on your body after you use the bathroom. This is how the jinn can, the shaitan, not the jinn, because they are jinn, but there are believers amongst the jinn. So this is how the shaitan are able to go into a human being's body and have some type of will over it. Now, Iblis, after saying he hates us and he whispers to us and we give in to it, the story of Ahmed ibn Hanbal, and whoever doesn't know who Imam Ahmed ibn Hanbal, he is, he's not the, what they call the start of a Hanbali fiqh. He never, none of them started Hanafi fiqh, Hanbali fiqh, Maliki fiqh, Shafi fiqh. These are the students that came later who said these are the, but they never claim to have, I have a Hanbali fiqh. No, they don't do that. Okay, they don't have, this is my method of whatever school. They were not doing that. That was later generations. And for those who don't know, all you can do is study your history of Islam. So anyway, it's a fact. So you can argue all you want. Just go check out the history books, and you'll find out you're wrong. It's a fact. None of them claim to have a new thick or anything like that. All of them say that if you find anything that I say that goes against that of the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then disregard what I said and follow that of the Messenger, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Plain and simple. But what happens? Shaitan attacks them from the right, trying to cause the people confusion in the religion. This is why this is going on. So Imam Ibn Hanbal, may Allah have mercy on him, was taught because he said, someone said that shaitan had possessed someone else. So Imam Ahmed said, here, just take my shoe over there and put it in the room and tell him, Imam Ahmed said, you got to go. So they went there and they bought the shoe of Imam Ahmed and they said, Imam Ahmed said that you have to leave. And the shaitan said to the people, if Imam Ahmed would have told me to leave the country, then I will leave the country. So, of course, the shaitan leaves. So a man who's seen this had also, later on in generations, was called because another person needed ruqya. Needed, the word for ruqya would be a healing, a type of exorcism. And so the man sent his shoe over there, like Imam Ahmed did. And he sends his shoe over there, and he said, tell the shaitan I said to leave. And so they took the shoe, and they said, listen, such and such said you have to leave. And the shaitan said, who is he? He's not nobody. I'm not worried about him. SubhanAllah. See, people, this spiritual world is connected to the iman. It's connected to the faith. I put a view on my Facebook page. There was a lady who was standing in front of one of the Muslim establishments, and we recorded her. And I was reciting Quran at her, and it was affecting her, but it was not. It didn't make her leave, but you could tell it had some effect on her. But the thing was, my iman is not strong enough. I don't have the iman of some of the great scholars. And that's something I have to work on. So also, the shaitan, he watches the people to see what they do, to see what their iman is like. He can watch you from where you can't see him. So if you sneak off and go smoke something, shaitan knows you, Allah knows you smoking, and that jinn is what you know you smoking. And he goes back and says, well, look, Iblis, this brother, he's smoking. So shaitan tells him, well, this is how you need to deal with him. We're going to make him go further. We're going to take him off the path. It becomes, they take it serious. They take it more serious than we take it. So inshallah, the question was, why is it the shaitan allowed to attack you from above? If anyone has that answer, press the number one. I'm going to give you 2 minutes. If you don't have the answer, then I'm going to allow Queen Zahara to answer the question, because she's ready, and I know she knows. So anyway, we're going to take a quick break, and when we get back, we will discuss why the shaitan cannot attack you from above, and that's the hard truth, and we'll be right back, inshallah.
For a quality used car, look no further than Spectrum Motor One, located at 3238 West DeVille Road, Columbus, Ohio, 43231. Not only does Spectrum offer good quality cars, but also a nationwide warranty, 40-point inspection, buy here, pay here, zero interest, as well as halal Islamic financing. Call Spectrum, 814-477-4388, or email them at spectrummotor1@gmail.com. And if you tell them Muhammad Hard Truth Smith sent you, expect a 30% discount, and that's the hard truth.
Furniture Land, Ohio, located at 1395 Morse Road, Columbus, Ohio, 43229. Furniture Land, Ohio, offers the most beautiful furniture for a beautiful price, good and durable. They stand behind their products. Quality, service, and great deals are what they stand for. Call them at 614-447-8505 or email them at furniturelandohio2@ymail.com. And if you tell them Muhammad Hard Truth Smith sent you, you will get 10% off your purchase, inshallah. And that's the hard truth.
Okay, alhamdulillah, we're back. We're going to take Queen Zahara. As-salamu alaykum, baby. As-salamu alaykum, can you hear me?
I'm here.
Okay.
That's okay.
Are you sending me? Okay, I didn't get nothing. So why is it that shaitan cannot assault man from above?
Hold on. You said from above.
Yes, why is it that shaitan cannot assault mankind from above?
Because Allah's mercy descends from above.
That is so right. Alhamdulillah, jazakallah khair. Good answer. Because Allah's mercy descends from above. And no one is, shaitan is not allowed to assault that way because Allah's mercy descends that way.
I'm getting a gift. Why yak?
I got your gift. Don't worry about it.
Inshallah.
Alhamdulillah. So now that we recognize Shaitan hates us, we recognize that he has no real power over us except to whisper. What are we going to do? What is your plan now? Are you ready to take out your sword of Tawheed, your sword of obedience, your sword of the ibadah to Allah, and your shield of the remembrance of Allah, and keep this shaitan out of your midst? Are you ready to do that? We all should be trying our best, sharpening our swords by keeping our salat together, not delaying our salat. Shaitan plays on our salat. He knows you're going to pray, but he tries to get you to delay it. He tries to get it where you're not really in salat. You know, the Prophet ﷺ said, shaitan steals from the salat. You see the people? And then you find the people, praying like a chicken. Extremely fast. The Prophet said, Allah to Majel, he takes this salat and he throws it back at you. He doesn't want no salat like that. But for some reason, we think, well, I'm praying. Allah should be happy I'm praying. Wow. Allah says, do not take this religion subhanAllah. Do not take this religion as if you're doing him a favor. Like you're doing Allah a favor that you pray Allah, so you don't take nothing from his dominion. Nothing comes from his dominion. He can give everybody in the world. The world 10 times over, and it will not exhaust anything from Allah's dominion. So first we gotta understand who our enemy is. And then we have to go on assault. We can't just lie there and say, I know Shaitan's gonna be coming sooner or later. It might be him around the corner. Is that him up there? Nah, it doesn't work like that. Why lie in wait when you can assault? How do you assault the shaitan? The Prophet ﷺ said, Elijah says, that my servant comes close to me by doing that which I have made obligated upon him, making a salat five times a day, fasting the month of Ramadan, paying the zakat, performing hajj, and these things. He said, but my servant comes more closer to me by doing those extra acts, those sunnahs, the nawafils, you know, praying two rakats before you pray fajr, praying four rakats before going, two after, praying two rakats after Salatul Maghrib, praying Tahiyyat al-Masjid when you come to the Masjid, praying Salatul Tahajjud, fasting on Monday and Thursday, fasting in 3 days, making Hajj and Umrah, going to assault Muslims, going to assault against Shaitan, assault him. Don't let him see you coming. But Shaitan be like, sister such and such put him a 40 jab today. No. What's going on? Don't let him see you coming. Oh, brother such and such, he made all his salat on time, and he made sunnahs. Don't let him see you coming. Fast that money. He's fasting. Don't let him see you coming. And when you get up on him, you cut his head off. When you get up on him, you cut his head off because you're saying the words of Allah Azza wa Jalla. You're not talking about foolishness. You're not talking about dunya, but you're talking about Allah Azza wa Jalla. Remember Allah. Glorify Allah. Sabbih isma rabbika a'la. Alladhi khalaqa fasawwa. Walladhi qaddara fahadaa. Walladhi akhraja al-mar'a. Remembering Allah. Praising Allah. Thinking about Allah Azza wa Jalla. making dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal. And I'm not talking in the bid'ah way. But making dhikr, remembering Allah. For shaitan cannot even come close to you. You will have a shield. You have angels protecting you. That's where I want to be. I don't know about you guys. That's where I want to be. I want to be on that level where shaitan looks at me and just throw a rock at me and keep it moving. I hate that Muhammad. He gets on my nerves. He always trying to do the right. Keep it moving, cat. No problem. Alhamdulillah. Beat your feet. Alhamdulillah. No problem. Keep it moving. There was one of the Sahabas, one of my favorite stories. This Sahaba never missed the Fajr prayer. Never missed the Fajr prayer. I cannot remember his name. Maybe somebody can remember his name for me. He never missed the Fajr prayer. So Shaitan said, you know what? I'm going to make this man miss the Fajr prayer. I'm going to make this man miss Fajr. And so Shaitan tricked him. He did something, made him oversleep. And the man got up and said, I missed Fajr. I missed the Fajr prayer. And he started to cry. And he started to cry. And he started to cry. And he started to make tawbah. He started to beg Allah for forgiveness. Oh, Allah, forgive me, Allah. I missed Fajr prayer. Imagine if we had that iman. We get a Fajr. Oh, I missed Fajr. No, I must have been too tired. Let me go ahead and pray my two rakah. Imagine if we had that type of iman. That if we miss any salah, if we miss the Fajr prayer, that we be boohooing to Allah. Allah, please forgive me, Allah. Oh, Allah, please forgive me. He cried, and he made so much tawbah. He made so much istighfar that it was hard upon the shaitan. It was hard upon the shaitan to the point that the shaitan made sure he got a profession. He made sure that the sahaba got a profession. Because that dua, that crying, was hard upon the shaitan. Inshallah, we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back, inshallah, and that's the hard truth.
Market serves the best salami meats in town. 544 Cleveland Avenue, Columbus, Ohio. Call Yasmin for your clothing and grocery needs.
Alhamdulillah, if we said anything tonight that was wrong, incorrect, disrespectful, offensive, anything like that, it is not our intention. Our intention is only to give the truth. So we ask that you forgive us, and you ask Allah alone and no one else to forgive us. And if we said something that maybe it hurt you, but it was the truth, then we have nothing to do with that. Sometimes the truth hurts. I cannot apologize for that because I'm here to tell the truth. And if I say anything that is enlightening, that is inspirational, that is correct, that makes you want to be a better Muslim or makes you want to become Muslim, then verily all the praise is due to Allah Azza wa Jalla. He is in control of all the affairs. We are out of here. Subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika wa ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta wa astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. This is your brother Muhammad Hartus Smith. I am out of here. Inshallah, I'll see you tomorrow night. And that's the hard truth. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.